Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Denia Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigwang Lepop Sinim about 100% luck or a successful existence. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigwang Lepop Sinim. 12393, May 15, 2026, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. It is said in the sutras that when we have the mind of only wishing to accomplish for ourselves, then such thinking brings only 60% of luck to us. However, when we wish for ourselves and everyone else to do well, then that kind of mind brings 100% luck. At the same time, much virtue appears. So, when we live well and want to be wealthy, then with that kind of mindfulness, we must ensure that the benefits we seek come not only to us, but to all others as well. When we are happy to see others doing well only because it benefits us, such thinking actually creates owing karma. It means that when we do not have enough prosperity and must always depend on others, this ultimately leads to an uncomfortable life. When we have a successful existence, it is essential that we do not think it is only for ourselves. We must rather extend and offer our compassion to others. With such an approach, we do not get disappointed in ourselves and we instead benefit others all the more. When we act with our already most precious wisdom, then we know how to act in ways that support and nurture others. When we realize this, everyone can harmonize and live comfortable lives. For now, we exist here. This is why we offer to others and guide them onto the correct path. Most of all, we must realize that we are precious. When we comprehend this deeply, we know how to take care of our own bodies. Furthermore, we do not even get caught by the wrong speech of others. We are able to extend the appropriate offering to others. At the same time, we invest in appropriate physical exercises and bodily movements for our well-being. We also eat our food in the appropriate portion and quality by only consuming what is necessary for our bodies to be healthy. However, the facts of nature tells us that our bodies are built by the four elements and have an expiration date. Thus, when we must leave this world, we leave. When we realize this, then as long as we live, we should work sincerely, fulfilling whatever duties are given to us. At the same time, we always make goodness karma. That way, we can benefit everyone and simultaneously have a better existence in the next life. The mind does not have an expiration date. It is infinite. Thank you very much, Jigwang Lepop Sinim.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jikwang Le Popsinim. I wish you a successful existence, a successful week, and I wish you a happy week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.